Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, January 21st. Car companies are no longer simply building cars, at least not Toyota, whose ambitions now touch everything about our lives. Consider the company's latest big development. Toyota plans to build a 175-acre city of the future in Japan. This living technology lab, called the Woven City, will house 2,000 people on the site of a former Toyota factory at the base of Mount Fuji. Live there, and you'll get deliveries from autonomous cars, try out personal mobility devices, and schedule trash pickup using the robot that lives in your house. All from within your fully sustainable zero-emission home. Homes and buildings will be powered by a combination of solar and geothermal energy and Toyota's hydrogen fuel cells. All this is according to announcements by Toyota earlier this month at the Consumer Electronics Show. The name Woven City reflects the unusual layout of the city streets. It'll have three different kinds, each of which will allow only certain types of vehicles. For instance, on its main transportation routes, autonomous vehicles will be allowed. A second tier of streets will allow pedestrians and people getting around on personal mobility vehicles. Finally, a park-like promenade level of streets will be designed for pedestrians only. The streets will be woven together in three-block grids, each block framing a park. Naturally, Toyota will run its own autonomous vehicles, the van-like Pallet E, for retail and delivery of goods straight to people's homes. Notice anything missing? Right, there will be no drivable cars in this city designed by an automaker. Consider that for a minute. Transportation options and an entirely new way of laying out city streets won't be the only thing unusual about the Woven City. Inside its smart homes will be robots that, as Toyota says, will assist people with routine household chores, like automatically restocking your fridge. It's not the first time a vehicle company has designed a laboratory-like city from the ground up as a testbed for its vehicles. In fact, Toyota, GM, and Ford already run one near Detroit for testing driverless cars. It's called M-City, but no one lives there. In contrast, the Woven City will house real people, you know, humans. Toyota will invite its own employees, of course, prompting The Verge to say this gives new meaning to the term company town. But Toyota says it also welcomes interest from the public at large, particularly academics and scientists, but also industry partners itching to try out futuristic ideas and even retired couples. Alphabet, Google's parent company, began developing its own city of the future in 2017. It originally planned to build the digital neighborhood on several hundred acres in the city of Toronto. But since then, it's seen its ambitions quashed by public opinion. That development is now only 12 acres, according to The Verge. The Woven City is designed by Danish architecture firm Bjarke Ingels Group. That company, known as Big, by the way, designed the Lego Museum, Google's new headquarters, and even a simulation of a city on Mars. Toyota's city of the future will break ground in 2021. No word on what it'll cost, and it could be years before it's ready for residents. And to some, it seems like a technological, ecological utopia, one that may not come to pass. Lloyd Alter of the online publication Tree Hugger wrote, "I hope it actually gets built and that there is still snow on Mount Fuji by the time it's completed." So do we. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, if you like waking up to our show every weekday, take a second and hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app, will you? That way, you won't miss a single episode. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.